Welcome to the Vatican Museum of Sacred Art. Before we start on our journey through time, please take a moment to familiarize yourself with your audio guide. Along the gallery, you will find numbers with the symbols of a pair of headphones. Simply type in the number corresponding to an exhibit, then press the green button to play the commentary. The volume controls appear in blue on your audio guide. Please remember that you are in an area of worship. Keep talking to a minimum and refrain from filming or taking photographs. When you're ready, take the door on the left, which will take you to the cloisters. Attributes or emblems. Each saint has a story and a reason why he or she led an exemplary life. Symbols have been used to tell these stories throughout the history of the Church. A number of Christian saints are traditionally represented by a symbol associated with their life in order to identify them. These are called attributes or emblems. They are often carried in the hand by the saint or appear in the foreground. Stop 3. Egyptian statuary. Royal and elite statuary served as intermediaries between the people and the gods. Family chapels with the statuary of a deceased forefather could serve as a sort of family temple. There were festivals in honor of the dead where the family would come and eat in the chapel, offering food for the afterlife, flowers, symbol of rebirth, and incense, the scent of which was considered divine. Preserved letters indicate that the deceased were actively petitioned for their assistance, both in this world and the next. Abstraction allows man to see with his mind what he cannot see physically with his eyes. Gorky. Abstraction finds its roots in the intuition of the artist and in freedom for the artist as well as for the viewer. It is also the ability of the audience to then try to connect to the artist's intention and free their own mind of visual restrictions. Historically, the abstract art movement emerged in the 19th century as a reaction to realism. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed your visit to Le Louvre and look forward to seeing you again. Please don't forget to return your audio guide at the kiosk on the left when you exit the museum shop. Goodbye.